the show is To Whom It May Concern. And I'm talking over this song because it's a long one. I want to preserve time. This is I Love Music by the Ahmad Jamal Trio from The Awakening, released in 1970. Yeah, today I've been listening to a lot of jazz recently, so I decided I was going to play some of my favorite jazz tunes this afternoon. So I've got this one and some more piano-focused jazz songs, and we'll kind of just see where it goes from there. But yeah, this song was sampled on "The World Is Yours" by Nas, produced by DJ Premier. So if you listen really closely, you might be able to hear the sample. But great song, and yeah, enjoy. Thank you. this song. It's another long one. It's One Finger Snap by Herbie Hancock from Empyrean Isles, released in 1964. I'm gonna do like what a typical jazz radio does, and I'm just gonna like for most of the songs, I'm gonna like break down all the people, because that's like the most fun part about jazz music, is that like all the crazy like jazz cats like played together on different albums, and you just like look at the personnel and be like, oh, it's just like four legendary jazz players all on the same album. So this one's got Herbie Hancock on the piano, Freddie Hubbard on the cornet. Freddie Hubbard's usually a trumpet player, but this one's playing the cornet. It's got Ron Carter on the double bass and Tony Williams on the drums. This is like a legendary quartet combination. It's got all legends. Yeah, we're gonna keep going after this one with some Dave Brubeck, and then see where it goes from there.
Thank you.
All right. So that was the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Far More Blue. It's off the album Time Further Out, not to be confused with Time Out. It's kind of like a little sequel to Time Out. This one's got, it's got Dave Brubeck on the piano, Paul Desmond on the alto sax, Eugene Wright on the bass, and Joe Morello on the drums. I played that song because it's in the same time signature, for all you music theorists out there, as Take Five, which is probably like the song everyone knows by Dave Brubeck. And I think this one is equally good. It's not as popular, but it's definitely on the same level, in my opinion. Just a very good, cool jazz sound. So yeah, that was Far More Blue. And so Paul Desmond, great saxophonist. And I was thinking, like, what are some other good sax players we can play on my show today? So the next song is going to be featuring Wayne Shorter. And it's not by Wayne Shorter himself. It's off a Miles Davis album. But it has Wayne Shorter on it. It's from the second Miles Quintet. There were two of them, just so you know. But the second quintet was like 60s stuff, kind of like, I don't know, like hard bop, like whatever you want to call it. But the quintet was Miles Davis on the trumpet, Wayne Shorter on the sax, Herbie Hancock on the piano, Ron Carter on the double bass, and Tony Williams on the drums. Another legendary combination. But so yeah, this one is called Footprints. It's originally composed by Wayne Shorter. It's a pretty good classic jazz standard. But this version is really sped up and insane. And I originally hated it. Like, I thought it was like the fast tempo was just too much, because Footprints is a very like laid back, cool standard. And this one is insane. It's just like rapid fire drums. But I've grown to like this one. But before we hear this, it's time. I wanted to do a PSA. And last time on my show, we did one of the Rivendell PSAs, and I thought it was really funny, so we're going to do it again. So let's find one to play. I've got one about distracted driving. Let's hear it.
Your phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait. Attention on the road, that's the only way. Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, don't drive distracted, guys. Without further ado, this is Footprints by Miles Davis.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
All right, this one is Giant, or not Giant Steps. That's the next one. This is Seven Steps to Heaven. Also has steps in the name, so easy to confuse. But this is Seven Steps to Heaven by Miles Davis, off of Seven Steps to Heaven from 1963. This one has a special place in my heart because I've played this with my, like, with my high school jazz band senior year, and it was a lot of fun. This song is really hard to play. It's really fast, and it's got, like, pretty tough rhythms, and just the chord changes are very hard to play over. But it's a great song. I'm kind of just, I really like that 60s Miles sound with, like, the really, really fast, swing tunes. That's, I don't know, I really like that sound of jazz. But we've got, like, a little less than 20 minutes here, so I feel like the rest of the show has to be dedicated to John Coltrane, because what would a jazz radio show be without at least a few songs by John Coltrane? So yeah, I'm gonna play first Giant Steps, from Giant Steps, the album released in 1960. This one is like a notorious song for anyone who plays jazz music, because it's like it's basically just like constantly changing keys. So a little music theory here for you guys, bear with me, but songs are usually written in one key, you know, like the key of A or the key of C, but jazz, they like to play around with that. They like to just switch keys and do crazy stuff, and it makes it cooler to solo over crazy chord changes and key changes. And so this song has got a key change like every 5 seconds, so you have to be on your feet as a jazz musician to play this song. So this song is very notorious for anyone who plays jazz, but it's a great song, and it's also fast and swung and cool. So this is Giant Steps by John Coltrane. We'll be right back. Giant Steps, John Coltrane. Before I do my little talk, I did see that we had a caller, and we had some technical difficulties picking up the phone call. So if you want to call back, please do. And I may just put you on air while I'm talking. So yeah, feel free to call back, and I will try my best to make this phone work. Anyways, yeah, that was John Coltrane with Giant Steps, and I'm going to play another song by John Coltrane after this. This one was from a live album. It's called Live at Birdland, also in 1963. And this song is called Alabama. This is one of my favorite John Coltrane songs. It was written in response to a church bombing during like the civil rights movement. I'm gonna just read from the Wikipedia because I don't know all the details, but just bear in mind this is from Wikipedia, so take it with a grain of salt. But here's what it says. It is widely believed that John Coltrane conceived of and performed Alabama in response to the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing on September 15th, 1963, an attack by the Ku Klux Klan in Birmingham, Alabama, that killed 4 African-American girls. And so this song is kind of like a protest jazz song and a sort of memorial to these 4 victims. It was also recorded 4 days before JFK was assassinated. So I would say this song is historically important. It's a great song. It's more slow down. His playing is, you know, lots of emotion in it. But yeah, this is Alabama by John Coltrane.
Mm-hmm.
Gone next week because of Thanksgiving break. So I will see you guys 2 weeks from today.